Wilfrid Laurier University Press presents 1930, Europe in the Shadow of the Beast by Arthur Haberman. Read for you by Ed Thomason. To the memory of my teachers, Joan Kelly Gadal, 1928 to 1982, and A. William Salamone, 1915 to 1989. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born. Yeats, The Second Coming. Contents. Introduction, page 1. Prologue, Europeans, 1930, page 5. Chapter 1, Thomas Mann, The Uncanny and Its Power. Page 17. Chapter 2, Virginia Woolf, Transcending. Page 33. Chapter 3, José Ortega y Gasset, Rethinking the West. Page 49. Chapter 4, Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill, Rethinking Theatre, Remaking Opera. Page 67. Chapter 5, L'Âme Noire, The Black Soul in the City of Light, page 87. Chapter 6, El Hache au Ocu, Painting in 1930, 107. Chapter 7, Aldous Huxley, Fearing the Future, 129. Chapter 8, Sigmund Freud, The Fragility of Civilization, 143. Chapter 9, Yesterday and Today, 163. Epilogue, Europeans Today, 213. Acknowledgements, 221. Notes, 223. Bibliographical Notes, 231. Additional reading, 239. Index, 241. Introduction. The year 1930 was hardly a happy one for Europe and the West. The effects of the disaster of the Great War were still seen and felt. Economically, the Wall Street crash in October 1929 began a time when the viability of liberal capitalism was seriously questioned. In Italy, there was a new authoritarianism, claiming to be the wave of the future. Communism was a hope, a fear, and mostly an unknown. A number of European writers and artists dealt with the time as a crisis of culture and civilization. Some were friends, others were hardly known to the rest. However, 1930 saw a coming together on the part of the major intellectuals of Europe about European values and stability, and the future of the continent. What makes 1930 such a watershed is that rarely have so many important minds worked independently on issues so closely related. All argued that something was seriously amiss, and asked that people become aware of the dilemma. Writers such as Thomas Mann, Virginia Woolf, José Ortega y Gasset, Sigmund Freud, and Bertolt Brecht acted as public intellectuals, asking hard questions about the survival of a Western tradition that went at least as far back as the Enlightenment and sometimes to the Renaissance and its classical revival. The central issues were the viability of secular Europe with Enlightenment values. Most wondered whether the direction of modernity had taken a dark turn with the event of the Great War and the rise of a strident and violent ethnic nationalism. Could the best of European culture survive a turn inward to destruction and fear? Coming to terms with a new, darker view of human nature. Now, in place of a view of human nature as either Cartesian,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?